Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, October 20th, 2009. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and we're actually reading this message. We've already prepared it while it's still dark outside due to a trip today. Today's message is titled Abundant Grace. Several scriptures texts we used for the message: Genesis 6, verse 8, John 1, verse 14, and 1 Timothy 1, verse 14.
But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord, the Word, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. The grace of our Lord was poured out on me abundantly.
We are always running out of something. It's the human condition. I filled the gas tank yesterday, but it will need filled again in about a week. Brooksine refilled Astaire's heart medications today, something she does every month since Astaire was a baby who was born with congenital heart disease. When something is full and we use some of its content, it's not full anymore. It's depleted and needs replenished. We're always in need of additional supplies since our resources are always being depleted. But it's not that way with God.
Though wickedness surrounded Noah, he continued to walk in obedience to God, and he is commended in the faith chapter with this single verse from Hebrews 11, verse 7. By faith Noah, when warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear built an ark to save his family. By his faith he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness that comes by faith.
God has been dispensing grace to this fallen human race at least since he sought out Adam and Eve and said, "Where are you?" From the very beginning, God has been pouring out his grace, and he continues to do so abundantly.
Our daily text includes the very first use of the word grace in the entire Bible, and I quote it again, "But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord." The Hebrew word translated grace, chin, has an underlying sense of to bend or stoop in kindness to an inferior. That's certainly a wonderful picture of what God has done for us. We recall a song from the 80s that had this line, "He came down to my level when I couldn't get up to his." Well, theologically, we call this the incarnation, God's ultimate demonstration of grace in sending his only begotten Son to this world to die for our sins.
Today, we live in a world that is in so many ways similar to the time of Noah. And today, God is calling his recipients of grace to follow him in faith and obedience. Like Noah, we are recipients of this righteousness that comes by faith.
The nature of God is that he is always full of grace. Since he is immutable or unchanging, this fullness is constant. His fullness of grace is never depleted, and it never needs replenished. Although grace has been poured out abundantly from the very beginning, God is always full of grace. What a marvel. There is no less grace available for our need than there was for Noah or Paul, Martin Luther, D.L. Moody. Paul declared, "The grace of our Lord was poured out on me abundantly." And God's grace is always abundant for every generation he creates.
I end with a quote before Brooksine prays from Hebrews 4, verse 16. In light of today's message, let us therefore draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and may find grace to help in time of need.
Let's pray together. Romans 11:33 inspired me for the first portion of this prayer, if you would like to look that up. Father, how inexhaustible are your resources, your wisdom, and your knowledge. How impossible it is to search into your decrees or trace your footsteps. For you are sovereign, watching over your people and supplying their need without exhausting any of your resources, wisdom, or knowledge. We look to you and no other, for there is none like you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today. You may hear a little bit more than usual our morning voices, although we've both been up for some time now. I mentioned yesterday my aunt passed away Sunday, and I'll be going out to Lincoln, Nebraska for the service I hope to continue these messages, not necessarily every day, though, due to the travel and the challenges of preparing messages while on the road. Actually, we still can do it together, although you will only hear one voice on the podcast. I haven't figured that out yet. I actually prepare the message and then send it to Brooksine for editing through email. And half an hour later, she sends that back to me. But the podcast, if we produce this week, will only be my voice. Well, this is the message for Tuesday, October 20th, 2009. If you go to our website today, which is at dailyencouragement.net, you will see some photos that I took up in Berks County. That's the county to the north and northeast of us, where Reading, Pennsylvania is. And not this very last weekend, which rained all weekend, but the weekend before that, we had a beautiful trip up that way and have some neat photos of that very historic area. Several songs we recommend today, dealing with grace, of course. The first I have listed just came to mind just prior to the message. It's titled, He Giveth More Grace. Actually an older song, but a tremendous meaning, and a great job by the Bill Gaither Homecoming video series, if you care to look. Another from that same series, by the way, is the song Amazing Grace. And this is a Wintley Phipps version, quite different, with an interesting story. Great song I often like to use called Grace Alone. And then prompted at the very end of the message for a song called There Is None Like You. Well, our blessings upon each of our listeners today. May you be filled with encouragement and the hope that comes when we have the knowledge of God's abundant grace.